Chad Wildy from North Canaan. I just hopped in my car on my way home, and it's about 3:40 in the afternoon, and I'm hearing how to get young people to vote. If politicians were worth voting for, they would probably vote for them. Politicians need to be wise. They need to be selfless. With all the self-interest, you know, this team versus that team, I don't blame young people for not voting. I don't blame them one bit. I would certainly like to see them do so, of course. But until politicians do their jobs for us instead of themselves, we need to understand that, yeah, there's not going to be a whole lot of voter turnout.
My name's Louie. I'm from Springfield, Massachusetts. So I'm listening to WAMC right now. It's about 10 o'clock, and they're talking about people of color going shopping and how there's fear and people feeling like they're going to be followed and treated wrongly by people at the stores. And I just wanted to add that being a 21-year-old male, a white male, I feel something similar. I babysit and I work with young children. I babysit a 4-year-old with special needs. And whenever we go to the park, I always get dirty looks from moms, and they assume that I'm like a pedophile or something like that. They think that I'm a sexual predator being with a little kid.
Jill Hayes from Waterford, New York, regarding Rob Edelman's commentary on Monday, October 28th. I just want to say bravo to Rob for acknowledging that there was a program about Solomon Northup done prior to 12 Years a Slave, although I couldn't remember the name of it until he said it. I saw Solomon Northup's Odyssey, which starred Avery Brooks as Solomon and John Saxton as one of his owners. But it's been driving me nuts when someone on television or radio, including WAMC, says that media projects about Solomon Northup were never done until 12 Years a Slave. And I'd be yelling at the radio or TV saying, yes, there was, yes, there was.
Addison Goodson, Beacon, New York. After listening to Fresh Air and hearing Chris Hadfield, the astronaut, I'm so astounded by the candor, the honesty, and the wonder he related about space and what it can mean to future generations. Live long and prosper.